This is Bay News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Gaza City at daybreak today amid the ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. Competing with the dazzling sunrise, the sound of explosions and flashes of devastating light, piercing what otherwise might have been a peaceful, beautiful morning. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early today. The fourth war between the two sides, now in its second week, erupted after weeks of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. And make no mistake about it, says the Associated Press News Director for Israel, Joe Fetterman, it is a war.
We're talking about a lengthy conflict. We're now over a week into the fighting. It's very heavy fighting. In some ways, it's the heaviest fighting we've ever seen between these enemies. We also see a change in the type of weapons that have been used and the types of targets. Israel is not only striking military bases and weapons and so forth. It started to go after Hamas leaders, political leaders, military leaders, assassinations.
Some Palestinians were injured as they protested in the streets of the occupied West Bank today against the conflict in the Middle East, which shows no signs of abating. Protesters burned tires and chanted against Israel, and some hurled stones at Israeli soldiers. The troops responded with projectiles and tear gas canisters. Injured protesters were seen being carried away to ambulances. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This